My first school was in a little community, it was a little school up on the San Antonio River called Marville. This community originally was called the San Antonio River Community. Mm-hmm. And the Maras were an old family there on the river. This school was put there for the benefit of the people on the river in that community. My first experience going to school was in a buggy, horse-drawn buggy, and I had several brothers and sisters that went, and mostly the school children were of Spanish, Mexican, mm-hmm. really, Mexican mm-hmm. descent. Mm-hmm. And just a few of the white people who lived on the river had children of school age. However, they didn't dominate the group, but there were a goodly number. Mm-hmm. See, I guess I started there my first grade. And when I was in about the third or fourth grade, we were sent to Tivoli to the elementary school. Mm-hmm. I graduated from there in 1934. They only had a 10th grade school. My senior year, which was then the 11th grade, I went to Ostwell and graduated from there in 1935. Mm-hmm. From there I went to Victoria Junior College for 2 years and achieved a certificate to teach in elementary and high school. They were giving certificates then. You did not have to have a degree. Mm-hmm. The next year I enrolled in Kingsville and I went until almost Christmas and had a severe attack of yellow jaundice and had to drop out of school. The following year I taught on my certificate in the little Marville school mm-hmm. where I had first started, and I took another girl's place. She quit, and I finished out her term. After that I married, and I did not go back to school until 1962 when I took my LVN course mm-hmm. and took state board. Mm-hmm. And that brings me up to date.
Your friends here in Refugio and Tivoli, are they mostly through clubs, church, or just neighborhood associations, or what are your social contacts through primarily?
Well, at the present time, it's church mm-hmm. and the Historical Commission and the Historical Society, and I do belong to a Pioneer Club, they call it, which is an old club in the community. Mm-hmm. It is a selective group of people who screen everyone that comes in. They have to have a unanimous vote before you can get in. Mm-hmm. But I have always taken part in most anything that was, politics or whatever in the county. All my life I have been interested. And for instance, when my children were growing up, they were in 4-H. I was in Home Demonstration Club. We made all the meetings. Then as they grew older, they were interested in rodeos, and youth rodeos. We went all over the country, taking the children to the various youth rodeos. They were very good at it. They both went to state. And we also met a lot of new people. We met and made many friends. And then during the 40s, as I mentioned to you before,